Hello, health enthusiasts, and welcome to another episode of the 2% Solution. I'm Di Manuel, your guide to a healthier, more vibrant life, just 2% at a time. Today, we're zeroing in on a topic that's been buzzing in the wellness world for a number of years, intermittent fasting, or IF for short. Whether you're a seasoned faster, or maybe just curious about those empty plate Instagram posts we keep seeing, this episode's for you. So what's the deal with intermittent fasting? Well, first of all, it's not just a modern trend, but a practice as ancient as time. Historically, fasting has roots in various cultures and religions, used not only for spiritual purification, but also as a necessity in times when food supplies are scarce. Now, fast forward to today, and science is uncovering how these periods of fasting could be a key to unlocking a host of health benefits. So, let's discuss the science, the methods, the benefits, and yes, risks of intermittent fasting. Get ready to fasten your seatbelts and maybe your waist belts, because your waistline might just thank you after this. First up, let's talk science. Intermittent fasting isn't about what you eat, but when you eat. It cycles between periods of eating and fasting, which could significantly impact your body and your brain. Studies show that fasting can lead to hormonal adjustments, which increase fat burning and reduce insulin levels, helping your body become a lean, mean, energy-efficient machine. Now, the types of intermittent fasting, and there are a few, the most popular, the 16-8 method, fasting for 16 hours and eating within an 8-hour window. There's also the 5-2 approach, where you eat normally for 5 days and restrict calories for 2 non-consecutive days. And let's not forget the 24-hour fast, or as I like to call it, oops, I forgot to eat, diet. Now, each method has its fans, and the best part is you can choose one that fits your lifestyle. Whether you're a breakfast skipper by nature or someone who doesn't mind calling it an early night with a cup of herbal tea instead of a midnight snack, there's a fasting rhythm that can work for you. Let's move on to the benefits. Did you know that intermittent fasting can do more than help you lose weight? Indeed, research suggests it may improve brain health, extend lifespan, and reduce risk factors for diseases like type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and even some types of cancer. A study published in the New England Journal of Medicine noted improvements in memory and learning among those who keep up with intermittent fasting protocols. But let's keep this real. Intermittent fasting isn't for everyone. The risk can include nutrient deficiencies, disrupted sleep patterns, and in some cases, an unhealthy obsession with food timings that can lead to eating disorders. It's crucial to listen to your body and consult with a healthcare provider to ensure it's the right choice for you. Imagine this. You start intermittent fasting and find out you can't stand your own cooking because you're too hungry to taste anything. Just kidding. But really, it's all about balance and making informed choices. As we wrap up today's episode, think about how intermittent fasting might fit into your life. Could it be the key to not just a slimmer waist, but a healthier, longer life? Or maybe it's just a way to feel a bit more in control in our often chaotic world. If today's topic sparked your interest, consider sharing this episode, leaving a review, or subscribing for more insightful dives into health and wellness. Your support helps keep this show running and our community growing. Thanks for tuning into the 2% Solution. I'm Di Manuel, reminding you to live a little better each day. Catch you next time when we'll explore another fascinating facet of our health. Until then, stay curious, stay healthy, and keep improving by just 2%.